Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Precious in His Sight. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, this morning to 1 Peter, the first chapter. 1 Peter chapter 1. We've been on a series recently of, we're calling Precious in His Sight. And it's about your and my identity, who we are and what we are. And I believe it's very important. I believe we're doing this at the leading of the Lord. In 1 Peter 1 and 18, 1 Peter 1, 18, he said, you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. Verse 19, but, in other words, but you were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ. Some translations say costly. Precious here means costly. The costly blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish, without spot. Let's read some other translations of this. In the New Century, the NCV says, in the past, you were living in a worthless way, a way passed down from the people who lived before you. But you were saved from that useless life. Can you live in a worthless way?
Yes.
Can you live a useless life and actually waste your life?
Yes.
You can. And it is one of the saddest things happening on the planet. Because life is so short. It is so brief. And you can waste your life and live in a worthless way. And one of the worst things about it is when you're doing only useless things and worthless things, you feel useless and worthless. And that's miserable and tormenting. You know, a lot of people talk about the American dream or whatever dream from your country you're from. And the objective is to make a bunch of money or at least enough to be comfortable, retire or retire early if you can, and then just fish and play golf and shop and travel. Well, it's okay to fish some, golf some, travel some, spend some. But if that's all you do, you're going to feel useless.
Amen.
If that's all you do, month after month and year after year, and you know it's not helping anybody, it's not accomplishing anything, and all you're doing is waiting to die, that's not what we were created for.
Amen.
That's not the ultimate in living.
Wow.
Is it? The Lord has planned for us a useful life, a fruitful life. Hallelujah. And He has made us worthy. He's made us worth something. And when we're doing what He directs us to do, it will be useful. It will be helpful. It will be fruitful.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Do you want to know it?
Yes.
You have to seek it and find it and follow it and fulfill it. He said you were living in a worthless way, a way that was passed down from the people who lived before you. Sometimes you'll have people that are living just like their great, great, great grandfather did, and he lived a useless life.
Amen.
Well, if it was good enough for granddad, it's good enough for me. Not necessarily. But you were saved from that useless life. Man, that'd be enough for us to jump up and run around the property and shout for the next 2 hours. Because somebody say, I was saved from a useless life. Oh, come on, say it real loud. I was saved from a useless life. I'm not useless. I'm not worthless. And my life is not useless and worthless. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Woo. You were bought, not with something that ruins like gold or silver. Can you see through this whole passage? He's talking about value and worth. You were bought. How were we saved from a useless life? We were redeemed, which means we were bought. We were bought back from a useless life to a worthy life. You're bought not with something that ruins like silver and gold, keep going, but with the precious, costly, vastly expensive blood of Christ, the pure and perfect Lamb. Oh, somebody say, glory to God. The Weiss translation says, with the costly blood, the highly honored blood of the Lamb, without blemish and spotless, the blood of Christ. Oh, somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. So we began talking about our identity, who we are, what we are. And you say, what does that have to do with being bought by the blood? Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. And we're going to get to that, I believe, by the grace of the Lord. We're going to get to that.
Hallelujah.
And you're going to shout. Yeah. But you can shout about some other things until then.
Yeah.
We need a foundation laid. I went into some detail about my childhood and my growing up and what my identity was as a boy, as a teenager, as a young man. And the reason I did it is because I wanted you to think about yours and your identity. And I talked about, you know, I was born in the South and I was born to the Moore family. And so I'm a Moore boy. I'm a country boy. I talked about getting involved in some athletics. And so that was part of my identity. And then I got involved in fast cars, and that was part of my identity. And a pretty blonde girl that I began to date, and that was a part of my identity. And that pretty girl is still with me. And even in ministry, that I identified with, I was the young man that taught at the healing school. Phyllis and I were the young couple that helped Brother Hagin, traveled with them and helped them some. The reason I said all that is if your identity is in anything that you can lose, it's in the wrong thing.
Amen.
You're in danger of losing who you think you are.
Amen.
And when you lose your identity, you lose your sense of value and worth. What makes you worth something to the people around you, to this world, to this life? And so people's identity are in all kind of things. Last week we talked about your looks. Beauty or handsomeness, whatever you want to call it. And we saw how that everybody's body is a flower that blooms and then fades.
Amen.
Hmm? And I don't care what you take and how many procedures you have, that's happening.
Amen.
And I'm not knocking that. If you do something, make you feel better about yourself, okay. But if you begin to feel like you're losing your identity because your looks are changing, it's because your identity was in the wrong thing to start with.
Amen. That's right.
You see athletes who are top in their field. And then maybe they sustain an injury that they can't continue to play. And some of them just run off the rails. I mean, they just become drunkards and drug addicts, and they gamble their money away. They do stupid stuff. They get suicidal. Why? Because they were the quarterback for such and such. They were the Olympic gold medalist. Now what are they?
Come on.
I said if your identity is in anything that you can lose or that can be taken from you, it's in the wrong thing.
Right.
And your house is built on the sand.
Amen.
And it's just a matter of time till you're going to have a collapse. You're going to have an identity crisis.
Yeah.
You're going to be shaken. And this is, you can't escape this identity crisis and collapse unless you are a child of God.
Amen.
And if you're a child of God and you begin to find out who you are in Him and what you are in Christ, you can't lose that. It can't be taken away from you. It will not fade. It will not lose its power or strength. Oh, hallelujah. And you will be that 1,000 years from now. And you will still be that 100,000 years from now. And you can know that now.
That's right.
And when you do, it anchors your soul. Hallelujah. And no matter what comes or goes, or you have or you don't have, you still know who you are and whose you are and what you are and what you have. It changed your whole life. And you will stop being insecure. And you will get free from all the inferiority issues. The truth will make you free. Whew, I about preached myself happy already. Glory to God. Go with me, please, to Luke 12. We talked about that your identity should not be in your appearance, in your looks. Your identity should not be in your physique or in your athletic ability, because it's changing as we speak, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying just let yourself go and don't even try, because there's no use. I didn't say that. But don't let fear grip you because you look in the mirror and it's not exactly the same face that you used to see.
Amen.
You knew this was coming.
Amen.
Did I lose somebody? I said you knew this was coming.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Precious in His Sight, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida, on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.